Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, as we heard earlier on, the Department of Housing has just released new figures showing that 1,866 new social homes were delivered by local authorities and approved housing bodies in the third quarter of this year. The Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, said that the social housing figures illustrate the overall progress in the delivery of all types of housing in Ireland, while Sinn Féin has warned the government risks missing its social and affordable housing targets for this year. I'm joined now by Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson, Eoin O'Brien. Deputy Eoin O'Brien, good evening to you and thanks for joining us on Drive Time. The Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, said today that Housing for All has resulted in a significant uptick in social housing provision. It's surpassing levels not seen since the 1970s. What do you say?
Well, first of all, if the figures released today genuinely represented progress, then they wouldn't have been dumped at 4 o'clock on the 20th of December. They would have been launched to great fanfare and the minister would be on the show taking questions from you and debating me. The reality is the government are way behind for the fifth year in a row in the delivery of much needed social, affordable rental and affordable purchase homes. They promised to deliver 9,300 new built social homes this year. And in the first 9 months of the year, they've only delivered about 2,000. Likewise, with their affordable purchase and cost rental, the promise was 4,400 homes this year. They've only delivered just shy of 1,300. So in order for them to meet their targets by the end of the year, they would have to deliver more social and affordable homes in October, November and December of this year than they did in the entire year last year. Dara O'Brien is going to miss his social and his affordable housing targets again. And the consequence of that is it has a direct impact on rising house prices, rising rents and rising homelessness. That is not progress. And that's why the minister isn't on this radio show with you and I this evening to debate this matter.
Well, that's what you say in terms of homelessness. We had the same issue a couple of weeks ago with the figures. We're told they come out on a Friday afternoon. These are the reasons. This is what happens. Regardless, the department
is... can I say this?
Briefly, yeah.
The homeless figures are released at 2 o'clock on the last Friday of every month. Mm-hmm. That has been the case for some time. That is not the case with this report. And in fact, in previous years, we got the quarter three social and affordable housing report earlier in December, where we could at least debate it and scrutinise it.
Okay.
Your staff have only been given a few short hours to go through very badly and deliberately opaque figures, and the minister is nowhere to be seen. He's missing his targets again, and the consequence is a deepening housing crisis.
Let's hope we can debate them in the new year, but for now, the department are saying that traditionally the delivery of social housing accelerates throughout the year. The bulk of delivery is achieved in the fourth quarter, so we don't have those figures yet. Is it too soon to rush judgment, Eoin O'Brien?
No, I mean, first of all, the department are absolutely right. There is a significant uptake in delivery of social affordable homes in the final quarter, and we've seen that in previous years. But every year I'm on your radio show this time of the year to say that they won't be able to make up the shortfall. And the shortfall this year is greater than it has ever been. In order for them to meet their targets, they would have to deliver 10,284 social affordable homes in 3 months. That is more than the total delivery of social affordable homes in 12 months last year. It is simply not possible. And what's really concerning is the affordable housing targets themselves are far, far too low, only 4,400. And they're not going to meet those. They're going to be significantly behind on those. And likewise, at a time of rising homelessness, and you're right, on polling day, the latest homeless figures were published and they showed very significant increases in adult and child homelessness. One of the reasons for that, of course, is because the social homes that have been promised are not being delivered. So that means, for example, when in the next week or two we get November's homeless figures, they'll be up again. There is a consequence to not meeting these targets, and that is ever greater levels of housing need, ever greater levels of rents and house prices, and crucially, ever greater levels of homelessness. This government is clearly failing in that regard. And the tragedy is we've set out time and time again how they could actually meet their targets, the reforms in social and affordable housing approval and procurement and financing. But all of the alternative proposals to fix this problem that I proposed to Dara O'Brien, Owen Murphy and Simon Coveney have fallen on deaf ears. And that's why year on year, the targets are being missed.
Well, just to say, this is obviously a new government and this is the challenge for a new government when it comes up for its new programme for government. Sinn Féin obviously putting forward your ideas, the government, and in its first sitting of the Dáil when the Cean Corda was elected, there was a vote for Mary Lou MacDonald for Taoiseach. But as Micheál Martin and others pointing out, this is not what the people of Ireland voted for. What would you tell that new government? How can they change this? What would you do? What would you suggest, Eoghan Brian?
Well, in September of this year, I published the most comprehensive alternative housing plan of any opposition spokesperson. And there was quite considerable detail in terms of how to increase and accelerate the delivery of social, affordable rental and affordable purchase homes. I have not seen anything in the Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael election manifestos to address those issues. And the concern that I have is, whatever about the election, the housing and homelessness crisis is still with us. Targets are still being missed. And there is no indication that this government is going to change the way in which it delivers social and affordable housing, or indeed in any meaningful way, the targets either. And alongside the very bad news that we've had this week in terms of rising house prices and increasing levels of debt that people have to take on to be able to buy homes, I think we're looking into a 2025 where none of these issues are going to improve. And that's really bad news for the people who desperately need homes. And the tragedy is there are alternatives. Whatever about how people voted, there are alternative policies on the table. And I would really urge people to start calling for a change in housing policy. The government's own housing commission recommended a radical reset of housing policy. Okay. This minister hasn't even met that commission, let alone taken on board their alternative proposals. But unless we have change in policy, then the indicators are all going to go in the wrong way. Rising rents, rising house prices, rising homelessness. That's what we've got over the last 5 years. If Fianna Fáil get back in charge of housing, that's what we'll get for the next five.
It's where we have to leave it. We look forward to debating it with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and with new government representatives, no doubt, in the new year. They'll be very welcome on the programme. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson, Eoghan Brian. Back very shortly.